USA News. I'm Corey Myers. It's been months, but there's finally a winner in the record-setting $1.58 billion Mega Millions jackpot. One lucky ticket in Florida matched all the numbers in last night's big drawing. Two tickets from Texas, as well as a ticket in California, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia won at least $1 million. The judge overseeing former President Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case has scheduled a hearing for Friday in Washington, D.C.
A hearing Friday in the D.C. courtroom is likely to determine what rules should be imposed for the handling of evidence. The Justice Department recently filed for a protective order asking the judge to place some limits on Defendant Trump's speech about the case. Friday's proceeding is set to begin at 10 a.m. Eastern, and Trump is not required to attend. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden says democracy won after Ohio voters rejected a measure that would have made it harder to get abortion rights enshrined in the state constitution. Yesterday's special election had just one issue on the ballot. It would have required at least 60% voter approval to pass any amendments to the state constitution rather than just the current simple majority. Houston police investigating the death of a three-month-old boy who was left in a hot car yesterday afternoon. Officers responded to a mental health clinic. Investigators say the mother arrived at the clinic around noon and took her four-year-old inside with her, but left the baby in the car. After she found the baby unresponsive, nurses at the clinic did perform CPR, but the child died at a hospital. The opening bell rings this morning on Wall Street after stocks closed lower yesterday because of credit rating agency Moody's downgraded America's banking sector. This is USA News.
Hey, this is Brant along with Sherry here. And so you hear me doing these spots for MediShare, and Sherry actually helps me with them. I get people actually in person saying, okay, Brant, for real, do you recommend this? Like, yeah, for real, I actually do. I'm not just saying stuff, so... Family, friends ask me about it. I'm like, yes, you should look into this. It's really a great option for a lot of people.
That's what I tell people. My experience has been, MediShare has been fantastic for me.
Yeah.
It's so different from health insurance in a lot of great ways, honestly.
Yeah, and see, a lot of people who switch tell me that. It's the same reaction. They're very, very happy with it, and it gives them peace of mind and saves them a lot of money.
I would tell people, look into it.
Yeah, so really, for reals, if you want to talk to them, they're great to talk to. I think you'll be impressed and happy you looked into it. So you do the phone number. I'm actually tired of doing all the phone numbers.
Okay.
Call now.
855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11. 855-BIBLE-11.
Nice job.
Thanks.
Credit card balances in the U.S. have hit $1 trillion for the first time ever.
The New York Federal Reserve is reporting that total credit card debt jumped by $45 billion from April through June. Bankrate senior analyst Ted Rossman says this is a major reversal of a pandemic-era trend.
Early in the pandemic, there was this big groundswell of people paying down credit card debt. Well, since then, balances are up 34%. And I think this really just speaks to these trends of high inflation, high interest rates, more people carrying more debt for longer periods of time.
Fed research Researchers said inflation and higher levels of consumption contributed to the rise in balances. Meanwhile, total household debt also grew to a record of over $17 trillion. I'm John Schaefer.
Rapper Travis Scott will go on tour this fall for the first time since the 2021 Astroworld Festival tragedy. The Utopia Presents Circus Maximus tour will kick off September 25th in Chicago. That trek will play arenas and stadiums in almost two dozen cities. High home prices have more than half of Gen Z saying renting is a better option for them than buying a home. Overall, 44% of renters surveyed by RealPage said renting is the way to go, citing affordability the most. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Freshness made easy with the three small spaces.
One continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets. Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she shed, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe happy, Febreze, la 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 la.